Alrighty, let's tweet this baby out. Hello, everybody. Everybody, I needed some advice from the Bears. I trust the Bears. I need some, I'm at a real crossroads with my thoughts, and I really wanted you guys, your advice. Just had a really insane thing happen in the woods. So, Pittsburgh's just a mess, and so I'm refreshing my Twitter too much, which Amy sometimes is like, you got to detach. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm like currently involved in this like battle with this guy who's single-handedly getting venues to not allow me to play at them. And he has this like all these like open micer guys. It's like every city has like a comedy scene. And I've always loved the comedy scenes in cities. Like I would do my set and then go out and watch all the guys and hang with the local comics. Because I really like comedians. And a lot of this stuff that's been happening to me, one of the worst parts is the feeling of betrayal by the comedy community itself. And not that there is a comedy community, because a lot of the people in comedy are such pirates and such individualists that, but in that there's such respect and such like a feeling of like being understood in a crazy world, right? And I'm watching just city by city, a lot of these people turning, right? I just saw someone say we fight fire with fire. Yeah, but that's what I want to talk to you about. It would be ugly. And I don't want that. I'm like a normal comic. I just want to talk about men and women being different and how stupid the LGBT thing is. Shit, like just normal shit. Most of my audience is just normal people, just couples and stuff. But like, if they wanted to do some sort of thing, they would just, my guys would just destroy, like even Guck. Like Guck is my boy on here. Like, I'll just give you an example of just one of my friends that you know from these streams. Like Guck tweeted, should I bring the DeWalt? Little known fact about Guck, he got arrested for beating a guy almost to death with a hammer. Like my guys aren't scared at all. And they just want the go-ahead. And I'm not giving them a go-ahead. And I don't want that at all. It's horrifying. But here's the thing. This is my conundrum. And that's just Guck. Imagine the other guys. It's... Like when they're like, because this guy, I thought he was threatening me. Like I thought he was threatening my life, because he said, "I will get all the other comics, and we will make sure your show is dead or something about death." And I was like, "Did you like just threaten me?" And he was like, "No, we'll shut down your show with like, you know, we're not letting no racist in our city." It's just so ironic. And then one of the guys that was attacking, this black guy, he had a tweet that says, I only trust black people. And I responded with, that's because you don't have a bike. Which I tried to keep it light and jokey, but here's the thing. Part of me, as preachy as I can be on Twitter, I try hard not to be preachy. Like, for example, that guy that said, I only trust black people. He's a comic. I wanted to seriously retweet it and be like, buddy, you know why you're not called a racist for this? If I said I only trust white people, I'd be blackballed from every venue in the world. You want to know why no one cares that you say it? Is because they don't respect you enough to even think you're in charge of your own words. The left is so fucking racist that when a black guy says, I only trust black people, they're like, good for you. If a white guy says, they literally make it seem like we should know better. That's the vibe I always get whenever I say anything at all satirical or funny or anything. They act like we should know better. And this is about to bring me to the point of what just happened to me in the woods. Snoop Dogg can rap about selling women. Bitches ain't shipping hoes and tricks, lick all these nuts and suck the dicks. There's no Me Too movement for that. There's no Me Too moment. But, you know, a white guy puts his hands on a woman's shoulders and he's destroyed. And that's because the left doesn't see black people as people. They see them as animals. And the animals can't help what they say. If they say they only trust black people, that's what animals do. It's such an inverse of what they're trying to claim that it's a joke. It's not a funny joke. It's a tragic joke. But anyway, so this is the deal. Pittsburgh's a disaster because now they are threatening to, you know, do a protest or try and shout me down anywhere I go. Here's the conundrum. It's not good to not go to a city because of a threat. And at this point, you have to know I'm not remotely scared of threats. Like, at that Night of Freedom event, when they said Antifa was outside, like, me and Michael Malice just walked out laughing. Swear to you, it's just not a threat. I just don't care. My thought is, I don't want our movement and our group and our comedy to become conflict comedy. I as an artist, I need to stay in the zone where I'll fight all day long for this shit. But, like, if there's people protesting all my shows, I'm not like the couples that just want a fun night out, that'll laugh and have a good time and see that their fears are shared by a lot more, that the things they fight about are common for all of us and they can beat the monsters. They're not going to go. People will go. My audience will grow. But it'll be more and more. No offense, Guck, I love you to death, but guys telling me that they can bring their hammer. Guck went to jail for beating a guy with a hammer almost to death. These are my friends. Can you imagine the guys that have shot a lot of people to death in war? Guys that look up to me and say, like, you kept me from dying from heroin. I'll do anything for you, Big Bear. I don't want to put them in that position. Where someone, what say someone just runs up and punches a Nazi, right? That guy's going to die. So I'm thinking about what is the best thing for everybody. And I think if Pittsburgh is that compromised, because of like when people bitch, it doesn't matter. They're just crybabies. Just it's like chains become, what's it called? Spider webs or whatever, cobwebs. But when the venues comply, it's like part of me just wants to be like, man, keep Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh's a very special situation because I was so tight with it, you know? I've been on the 50-yard line during a Pittsburgh Steelers game doing the terrible towel twirl. I was on a sitcom set in Pittsburgh for 3 years. I've done the biggest theater in Pittsburgh. It's I've headlined the improv there no less than 30 shows. I've done the biggest morning show there 50 times. No exaggeration. And between all of those events and now, nothing about me has gotten more racist. Zero. Nothing fundamental to my character has changed except for the fact that I won't go with the political agenda of the left. And it's not even that I changed much. Once they got to trans kids and I had that event, my entire life has changed and it will not go back. I know that now. It'll never go back. Because I said a 5-year-old boy is not a girl. So ever since then, it's just been a series of betrayal from just countless people. And then also a series of beautiful things that I've seen from even more people. But in this fight, who wins if I become another? No offense to Milo. I respect his provoking abilities, but that's not me, man. I'm not like, that's not my world. That's not my mind. That's not my spirit. That isn't what I do. I don't want to be the guy that goes into the city and my whole appeal is like, he's about to piss off everyone. Even my special that, wait till I tell you the story about the never bow the knee to anyone. Love you, Owen. Oh no, but I'm not bowing the knee. These are like, in war, not that I've ever been in war, but I'm sure culture war and violence war, it's similar. You just weigh risk versus reward for certain situations. And it's like, listen, I don't have a venue for Pittsburgh. Like, I thought it was going to be easy, like Chicago and New York and Minneapolis. Like, those were just, that was nothing. Pittsburgh had this mobilization that happened that I've just never seen before. And it really made me think, not out of fear, none. It's out of respect for like a lot of my audience that are just normal people that don't want to like have to deal with that shit. And it's not losing to the leftists, because what it shows is it shows without question. Sometimes saying, hey man, keep that city, keep your little comedy scene. It shows without question that those are not comedians, that they're fags, that who the fuck is going to attend their shows? A year and a half ago, I did the DVE morning show event with the dude from Mike and Molly live, like a blast. And if venues are going to turn on me because of a very whiny, shitty minority, I don't have that much respect for the area. I think that it's shit. I think it went from steel to soy. It's now Soy City. And I know there's a ton of people that are like, hey man, I really want to see you. I've been a fan forever. Like, don't puss out. Like, come to the city. Maybe I will. That's why I wanted advice from you guys. I'm truly torn on this. Because part of me thinks that those guys aren't going to do shit. But like, what the fuck? All right, I'm going to check your chat. Hang on. They must know they are fighting a war subconsciously, allowing you to do a venue and validates their opinions. I know. I mean, this is what just happened to me. Can it be just comedy? That's my whole point, Sushi Bear. I just want to do comedy. And up to this point, what did Kiwi say? I haven't had to change any jokes. I'm not doing rally cries. I'm not changing for these people. Sometimes the best thing to do is to let toxic people win, and then their group will eat itself from the inside because they can't help themselves. Exactly. That's my thought. That's what I was thinking. Where it's like, just fine, man. Take it. And then the next city, I want people to feel enraged. I want people to feel like, that's fucking pathetic of Pittsburgh. You know? It's like, let them have it, dude. And I upload full sets for free on YouTube. It's not like I would go to Pittsburgh, Shapiro and Crowder never back down. What do you mean they never? It's not about that, man. A, Shapiro is more of a political speaker, and I'm a comedian. Bro, I'll go to fucking Pittsburgh. I will. I'll do it. I don't want to let people down. My wife, literally, she knows how to like soothe me, because she's always like, you're not letting anyone down. Because she knows that like I don't. It's like, I don't want to let you guys down. But it's like, go to Pittsburgh. Yeah, all right. How about, I'll make a deal with you. If someone finds me a good venue where the owner is down, I'll go. Like, the owner is like, hey, man, we got you. It's all good. I'm not going to fucking go to some, like, I'll tell you what else just happened to me. So Vancouver just moved my date. Don't know what that means, right? They said, oh, we have to move your date. I'm like, I already bought my plane ticket. That's fine. I don't get pissed at them. The fact they even booked me is awesome at this point in Vancouver. So that's getting canceled. And Amy was like, Because I go, should we just find another place in Vancouver? She goes, no. She goes, I already don't want you performing in other countries. I was like, wow. She's like, you go to jail for saying the wrong pronoun in Canada. Have you heard your act? Houston took care of you. Yeah, most city. This is very fucking new for me. Yeah, Vancouver, they asked me if I want to move my date to October. I'm just like, I'm good. And the fact that, okay, like, for example, I don't know if you know this, but is Bad News Bear here? Bad News Bear? You've been cloned. There's a clone of Bad News Bear calling me a pussy and getting very specific. I've been doxxed. I don't bring attention to my doxings because I don't want people to see it. But there's fucking a price on my head. Like, they're taking a lot of effort, and it costs money to do this to people, to, like, clone you guys to attack me and figure out all my personal information. And that's big money behind that shit. And so Amy's like, yeah, you might end up in jail if you do comedy in Canada, like, straight up. I'm like, yeah, because it's like one of those things where I would do it in a club because I feel like that would bring a lot of attention to a club that they wouldn't want. I would feel slightly safe in a club. Pittsburgh, 200 seats. If we have to, we do two shows. I'll do Pittsburgh. I won't back down, guys. I got you guys. But I'm not going to put people in harm's way, and I'm not going to become a shock comic, and I'm not going to become a political activist. Those are things that I promised myself early on, because I don't think a war is winnable culturally if I just become what I hate. Like, I'm not going to follow Saul's fucking Alinsky's rules, because then I'm just another Alinskyite. And I'm going to be wary of their rules. I'm going to figure out my way of fighting their rules. But I'm a Canadian, and I don't feel safe being a conservative here. Yeah, no, they'll put you in jail, man. Straight up. Like, they're kicking kids out of class now in university for saying that there's only two genders. Okay, so what happened in the woods? So Amy tells me to put my phone down, which is what I do from time to time. She goes, take George into the woods, go for a hard run, and let your mind go. Because lately, me and Amy have been having the best nights. The last two nights by 7, 6, phones out. And last night we played dominoes with her whole family, no phone. And then just, it was like romantic. We went to bed and watched like some cool stuff and just make out sessions and just awesomeness. Sleeping great. So I trust her. Sometimes I'm like, I don't think you understand what it's like to be attacked by, you know, by just a constant wave of betrayal from the art form that you once put so much. If you cave in Pitt, won't they do it everywhere? No. I didn't cave in New York, Chicago, Minneapolis, Houston, LA. I'm about to do near Seattle. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, this is what it is about Pittsburgh. It's the comedians. It's the comedians that are doing it. And that's what makes me want to just fucking be like, take it. Because at that point, I mean, that's when my, like, my hurt kicks in. And it got you good publicity. No, yeah, but it's not the right publicity. The right publicity is like what happened in New York and Chicago, where some shit went down and free market kicked in. We got another venue. This isn't good publicity, what's happening, because it looks like the free market isn't accommodating in a city that I, like, thought I liked me. And so the more time goes by, the more it's just like these fucking bottom feeders, man. They, like, people forget Hitler was an art school dropout, man. Basically, and all his guys were basically open mic comedians. And I know I use Hitler a lot more than Stalin and I, or the communists, but that's just because he's more famous and more people know the name. And it's just an easier way of explaining stuff. But obviously, this is true in all kinds of shit. It's just, you can't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, most people don't even know who the fuck Leon Trotsky was. But these art school guys with, like, a lot of money and debt from art school with no job, And these open mic comedians that are authoritarians, and they don't know why anyone's not showing up to their shows when they just keep talking about how Donald Trump's real name is Drumpf. And so they're so full of hate. It's just crazy. Like, I mean, I get like death threats from these comics. It's like from, they're like, you come to our city, we'll like hurt you and shit. And I'm like, man, you guys are like the SS now. And, hey, come here, buddy. And it's fucking crazy. All right. So what happened in the woods? So I go out in the woods and, I just have George and I'm running around the trails. And it's end of March here, so the snow is melting considerably. That's why I've been like on foot, not on skis. And there's this place near me called Dewey Mountain. And it's groomed really nice. And there's lights at night, but it's public. It's public property. And so I'm running George. And the paths are really wide. They're really thick. And we're just leaving the park. We're going back out. And I hear this bitch, this old bitch. She's not old, but, hey, Georgie, come here, buddy. And she goes, excuse me. She's on her skis. And she goes, excuse me, you can't walk on these trails. You have to have skis. Walk off the trail. And it was so jarring and so, like, hey, come here. Yeah, hotel ballroom. Bro, I'll make anything work. Georgie, come here. Come here, buddy. Come here. I love you, kid. So I'm with old George, and I'm about to leave the park, and I just was having such a fucking day with these people. I thought about it, and I said, George, come here. I put him on his leash just to make sure that if he licked somebody, you know, didn't freak out or call the cops. And I just went right back out to the trail. I made sure she could see me, and I just started stomping. And just walking. Just, you can't tell me not to do this. And she comes back and she goes, you can't do this. And I go, I can. And I will. I'm doing it right now. And she goes, no, this is private property. I go, no, it's tax, paid by taxes. And I own two houses in this town. And I pay a lot of taxes. And I'm going to wear my shoes. And I'm going to walk right here. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. And she goes, you also can't have a dog in these woods. I go, lady, there's bears in this woods. There's coyotes. There's a bunch of shit that kills my chickens a lot. There's a dog over there. Did you say that to them? Did you say that to their dog? And she goes, I did actually. I go, okay, so you're like the hall monitor of this forest, this state park. I'm like, why don't you? I go, and the snow's even melting. How are you even on skis? You look ridiculous. And this is when things got intense. She goes, I know who you are, by the way, as she turns to start to go. And this is a pretty great line. It's so funny. I would have live streamed the whole fucking thing, but Amy said not to bring my phone, which is a good call at the time. But she goes, I know who you are, by the way. I go, I don't know who you are. What does that say about you, bitch? And she goes, you can't say the N-word. I'm not joking. Guys, this is my fucking life now. She goes, you can't say the N-word. I go, what word? There's a lot of words that start with N. She goes, you know what you did. And by the way, she's playing music. She doesn't have earphones. I go, why don't you get earphones? I don't want to hear what shit music you're playing. Why don't you be a little more considerate? And she goes, you can't say the N-word. I go, you think you're better than them, bitch? You old white cunt. I go, you think they can't handle a word? What about the word rape? Do I say R word? And I don't know. I think a rape victim might be a little more triggered than a word that dated back to fucking 1860 that no one gives a fuck about anymore. And she just starts skiing away. And I go, now I know who you are, bitch. And then I walk back with George. And I tell him this story. Hey, George, you want to go out there? I'll open it for you. And that's why I titled this stream, I Know Who You Are. And that's one of the tactics that the left is now using. It's like, we know your face, we know your name, and you don't know ours because we're fucking Zebras. You know why zebras have stripes? Zebras have stripes. Dog's barking. Zebras have stripes because they blend in groups. If you put a mark on a zebra, they'll always be the first one killed by lions because it's the stripes and it's the group that protects them from lions. And so any zebra that looks different at all from the other zebras is the one they immediately kill. I got to go because my internet is a piece of shit. Oh, later, Kiwi Bear. So they don't want a debate. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about the extreme condescension that only black people can say nigger. Like, you can have a black rapper say, me and my niggers sell women for money and smoke crack. And white people are like, that's fine. Just let them do it. They're animals. This is watching animals in nature. No, there is no bad words. You don't. And this whole N-word thing that has surrounded my life for the last month because of the goddamn fucking That Nigger Stole My Bike song, which is, it took a little of the joy out of the song for me. I still love playing it. I still enjoy it. But man, we had some good times with that song. The Mike Tyson's Punch Out. That was so fun. Dude, what if you just chill on Twitter for a little bit and keep the comedy in the comedy clubs? Matthew, I love where your head's at, man. But that's just like, man, it's just, it's so tough to explain it to. I have compassion for you, man. For a little bit, I would be a dick right now. But I get that you don't know what guys like me go through. And I don't think you understand that it doesn't matter. I have to fight them or I just slowly get eaten. And it's like, I'm going to go out swinging. When they say shit to me, I'll say shit back. It's fuck it. Fuck that shit, man. This is my first live stream. Keep up the great work. Oh, let me read some of these super chats. I don't know what the hell George is doing. Hey, Georgie, are you eating something? George, come here. George, hey. Don't eat that. Come here, buddy. You gotta come in here, pal. Even if you paw. Sorry, man, you're not just gonna eat all this shit. But that, it's like that woman thought it was okay to say that to me. I know who you are. All right, what we got here? Death to the soyfinated beverages. Why not let the world burn? Because I have kids, man, and the world's a beautiful place. We got to keep the construction. We got to conserve the world, baby. B. West. Hey, Owen, can you confirm that you have received my text message so I don't inadvertently send it info to a troll, last name West? Also, can I officially be B. West Bear, a.k.a. Bearish Bear? Yeah, I think I got your text. I got a bunch. I got to check it out. Semi-silent. You're in a tough spot. Just remember, these guys won't stop. You just want to be a comedian and make folks laugh, but your stuff might start to be protested, and that's messed up. Wish I knew the answer. It's just the fact that they're comedians is what's bothering me. And it makes me just be like, you know what? Keep your fucking city. But then another part of me says, I can't give up cities. And I trust myself to not be reactionary on stage. I'll upload some shit from Chicago. I got, Delaney just sent me a bunch of stuff. I'll show you what the shows look like. They're so fun. It's so loving. So funny. And the crowds are awesome and everyone's having a blast. But evil people want to hurt people that do that. Like, evil people want to hurt good people. Just for the hell of it. Just because they resent them. Sometimes you need to step back and let things play out so everyone can see how bad it is. People can see who the bullies are. Exactly. Exactly. That's what I did on that last Rogan. Not that either of them were bullies at all. I just Kurt was on a fucking tear, you know? So I just kind of let it happen, because if I forced myself too much, or if Joe forced himself too much, actually, too, we would have looked, it would have just developed a state of mania. And I just think that engaging in craziness, because sometimes people think that that's what I'm doing on Twitter, that I'm engaging in craziness. I used to always say to Amy, you know, I don't peck with the pigeons, because I really don't. It's just when people publicly try to humiliate you, and for me, the only way out is a rebuttal. And I've had so many people follow me on Twitter and become part of this live stream because they saw my response to someone they were following. And so I'm not just spinning my wheels, guys. And like, and I know people mean the best for me when they say, like, get off Twitter. There's a reason I should get off Twitter for hours on a day. And that's to spend time with my family and stay healthy so I don't have a fucking heart attack. And also so I don't miss some of the greatest moments of my son's life and just moments with my wife that I'm just fucking obsessed with. But as far as social media and fighting, it works. And when someone calls me a racist and I get to spin their shit to make them look like fucking hypocrites to the people that they follow that then can see they're wrong. Like when I saw Andrew Breitbart a few years ago, a clip on with him on like MSNBC. And those were like moments in my life where I'm like, man, the right is accurate. And a lot of these like these cobwebs in my head started getting blown off when he just kept going, what have I said that wasn't true? What have I said that wasn't true? And they're like, well, you hired a guy that said gook once. And he was like, yeah, and we let him go. I didn't know that about him. And they're like, well, you did take this woman out of context. He's like, I wrote the whole fucking article after, and you guys do that shit all the time. It was a 50-minute speech. How could it? And he goes, the point I was trying to make was in the clip I showed. It's that people in the audience agreed that that black racist was saying that she would take money from the white farmer. He's like, what have I said that's wrong? And me as an observer at the time, thinking that Andrew Breitbart was this like nefarious character, because that's what I've been told 1,000 times, I got to witness his response to the craziness of the left, and it changed my mind. And so I always think of those people when I do that. Jordan, Owen, Bearbus here. Did you see the nation's first social justice park broke ground in Columbus? I tweeted it to you. Nuts. Yeah, dude. Shit's moving fast right now. Fast, fast, fast. Now people are openly accepting the repealing of the Second Amendment. This is open now. The left in 1 week has changed its position. That now they're saying, we repeal and replace. We get rid of the Second Amendment, but we put in another one that lets you kind of have guns. It's just a privilege now, not a right. And to see the fucking pigeons just go with that. It's a powder keg right now. And social justice is nothing more than racism against white people. Just straight up. You will never see social justice to get more whites in the NBA. Like, it's a fucking joke. It's like social justice to get more white people in dry cleaning because the Koreans have so many in there. It's a joke. Social justice is anti-white. That's all it means. Equality or women's or feminism means anti-male. That's all it means. It just is. That's what it means in reality. Like to make white children say that they have privilege because of their skin color and you get kicked out of class if you don't agree to that. No. How many people do I need for Pitt? 200. Because I can potentially do 2 shows. I'm sure some people will bail. So 200 will be good. I've already sold over 200 tickets. So that would probably mean 2 shows. That's the funniest part. Is these fucking idiot comics are like, oh, I can see why you don't get booked anymore. I go, no one books me, dipshit. I rent a space and my fucking audience comes because I actually have an audience. These people don't even understand the concept of what booking means. Like, I don't have to sit around and wait for some asshole to tell me I have a spot on their show and that they guilt tripped fucking 50 people in because it was called a bringer show. That's what this guy does, the guy that was fucking with me. They'll have like new comedians and they'll have a gimmick where it's like, you'll do 5 minutes if you bring 10 people. You know, that's what they do. That's how they get crowds. It's not because they have any fucking actual fans. Or they'll have like free beer if you like buy a sticker or some shit. It's a fucking like, it's a magic trick. And so these people think that like to be booked is to be approved by this fucking nonsense guy. Just Mr. Nonsense. And I'm like, I don't get booked by anyone because I don't need to. I give someone $2,000 that they'll definitely not give back now. That's gone. You don't think that makes me a little fucking bitter about Pittsburgh? And I just need a room. Because I already sold the tickets on my website. The people are ready to go. They're like, no, we're the audience. We'll pay money to come see you perform. Where do we go? And then this evil infection of the city, all these fucking little SS commies are running around being like, he's a racist, he's a racist, he's a racist. And then venues are just so terrified of their bottom line and being, because they're just backed in this corner of fucking rhetoric that they're like, okay, then we just want to avoid trouble, right? It's mob tactics. It's all in Saul Alinsky's book. You threaten a fucking shutdown. You threaten, you go in. Like, they were fucking with, Saul Alinsky was fucking with the Koch brothers. Like, the Koch brothers would, like, they paid millions of dollars to help the New York Ballet. And Saul Alinsky and his fucking goons would go in there and just start yelling. Whatever. Can't get my money back? No, because they haven't technically canceled. They just basically told me they would. And fuck them. And in the contracts weren't very airtight. All these dates were done before I knew that this was even on the fucking table. So it's all good. Same shit's happening to Crowder right now, by the way, guys. Crowder's in a constant fight right now. Like, he just lost. Well, right now, that's why we didn't have a writing session this morning. It's like, he's better at not showing it to the outside world, which is awesome. Much respect, Crowder. But it's all of us are getting fucking hammered. And it's like, yeah, it's fucking nuts. And if you watch my show, it's a joke. Like that crazy bitch in the woods that just said, you can't say the N-word, by the way. The same bitch said I couldn't walk on a trail in shoes. They also said I couldn't have a dog in a state park. It's like these people are authoritarians. And it's growing. And they're getting the balls. And I'm telling you where it's coming from is fucking women. Man, it's this over-empowerment of women. That it's like, it's toxic femininity. It's this whole, like, hold everyone safe. Like, just follow the rule. Like, don't let anyone hurt. If you do that too much, you lose everything. Because now the whole, it's a great Jefferson quote, I think. It's, if you trade freedom for safety, you'll end up with neither. And there are people literally right now, they think it's a profound statement to hold up a sign that says safety is more valuable than freedom. Like, they literally think that that's a good point. Our whole country is based on not that. And that's why we have not had a genocide the entire time America's existed. We put a couple Japs in a camp. Fucking big deal. Europe, South America, Asia, Africa, tons of genocides, tons and tons of governments that have turned on their own people. Want to know an area that has really high gun control? Iraq. There's a reason we're so prosperous in America, and there's a reason we have not killed our own fucking civilians. That's why these people are reaching for it. It's like, well, we sprayed some blacks with a fire hose. Really? Google Stalin. Google Hitler. Google Castro. Google Che, the fucking piece of shit you have on your t-shirt, used to watch gays get executed and drink coffee. Like, and people are acting like we actually have racism issues right now. Like, where it's like, the marginalized groups right now, that's one reason why I'm such a vet advocate, is because that is a marginalized group. Someone who sees horror, comes home, gets almost no fucking treatment, and these shitty soy-eating fucking assholes are like, oh, the what? Those are the people that my heart bleeds for. Female rape victims. Female victims of rape. Those are the people that need fucking help. You know? Not these fucking entitled, these people, these college kid, rich fucking white cunts that they want to not only be the elite of all of us, and have all the power, but they also want to be seen as a victim because they want everything. They want both. They want all the fucking sympathy of the victim, but they also want the power of the rich. And they're getting it right now because we're giving it to them. So yeah, if someone gets me a venue, I'll fucking do Pittsburgh. I'll recoup my 2K. But I don't want it to be this thing, this whole big fucking thing. I don't want like my guys to have to like make mistakes. Like Guck's expecting a kid. A million of you guys have families. You have jobs. And I know you love me. I know you support me. I know you love what we stand for. And I know you would fuck people up for me. And I don't want that to happen to you because that's illegal. And the government has an ability of fucking your life up if you do that shit. That's a last resort, always. Always, always, always. Because we're not on the side where we're going to get the fucking, the bonus, whatever. Grinding in a machine shop right now. Oh, nice. You could give us the venue's number, though. Don't even sweat it. It's all good. You've got to choose the hill you die on wisely. It's true, West Side Bear. All right. We have 12 people with tickets. I know we can find a venue. Too soon to bail on Pitt. We have more than 12 people with tickets. No, dude, give me a venue and I'll do it. My thing, what I didn't want is to go into one of their venues with my fans because that would be potential rage. Because they wouldn't be able to stop the show. I would be fucking hilarious. And they would get really pissed and they'd do some dumb shit. And then my guys would fuck them up. And I don't want that. If you can get me a venue that isn't like in the soy fields, I'm in. Because there would be no problem there. These people are cowards. There's probably 9 of them total. And they probably have to fucking work their shift at Applebee's that night anyway. The reason I said strong language is because I knew I was going to be swearing a bit. And also, I think it's so interesting to call it strong language. Think about the words that is strong language. Strong. So is not being being politically correct weak language? Is that weak? That's the opposite of strong. So when I say this stupid cunt in the woods fucking told me and my dog I had to leave on tax-funded fucking state property, this cunt. That's strong language. It is, because there's more strength in it. Because it's more accurate and it's also more powerful. Weak language would be, I was walking in the woods and praise be to Bernie. And I don't even know how I would describe that. It wouldn't depict it accurately. Maybe a little OT, but bears on Twitter are changing their pick to a different type of bear to throw off the algorithm. Maybe you could pick our weekly bears. That's a fucking good idea. Yeah, because the algorithm's catching on. This piece of shit that's trying to ban me in Pittsburgh, he even made his profile a bear trapper. And that's what gave me the idea of bailing on Pitt. Because it was such an over... It was so crazy what he did. Like, we matter so much to this fucking loser that I wanted to be like, bro, look at you. It's almost like being like, look at you with your smeared makeup all over your face. You had to change your whole fucking Twitter profile because of us. That's how much we matter to you in your stupid little life. And someone could say, well, Owen, he matters to you. Yeah, motherfucker's costing me thousands of dollars. It's embarrassing. It's like to have to email all my people to go to other places sucks. Hey, cunt, been a while. Tonka's Kumite on at the same time and Jerry Springer between YouTubers are fun at times. Dude, legit, you should destroy cunts on it. Hey, I don't fully understand what you said, but you sound wicked Scottish. Locomotive breath. Weed out the anti-Owens, not a cult. You can be pissed at me, man. I don't care. I don't need compliance at all. In fact, it freaks me out. But see, that's how you get the most loyal dudes, and that's why it's like I really have to really think about every fucking action I do. Because I want to know how you get people to really go to war for you. Don't force them. It's like the more I talk to you guys, the more I do comedy and shit, and like the more I stray away from the status and bullshit, the more I see people being like, dude, I'm your guy. The shit I've experienced in my life because these fucking people. You know, I was just talking to my mother-in-law about some of this stuff. It's like everybody thinks this way. Everybody just is silenced by these people. And they, where if people that work in the healthcare industry that want to go against Obamacare while he was in office, they're called racist and they just have to fucking take it. And then I come along and I just say the shit people think. And then they realize I'm not full of hate. I'm just saying what everyone fucking thinks. And I'm not asking anything from anybody. My whole fucking career now is just voluntarily people buying my special, giving me super chats, or fucking going to my shows. No one's forcing anybody. And when you do that, people then will be like, man, I believe in you, man. I'll do whatever. And that's when I'm like, okay, I got to make sure I keep them away from people that might attack me. Because those people would die. And my wife has a point, though. She's like, dude, I don't want you to... She didn't call me dude, but she's like, I don't want you to go to Canada and go to jail. Part of me wants to, but when you're dealing with a different country, shit gets crazy. You go to jail if you call it, if you don't say the right pronoun, nonsense pronoun, you go to prison. All right. Speak the truth and protect your career. If a city threatened me, I would avoid them. This is a huge country. Don't focus on soy towns. I know, but it's Steel City America, man. It's weird. I get what you're saying, though. That's what I'm thinking. It's not about ego. It's not like I have to... For me, it's about not letting people down. I don't quite know if that's a weakness yet or if it's a good thing. But all the people that want to see me do comedy, I don't want to let them down. I don't want them to feel like some motherfucker can force me out. But it's not about the win. There's parties. I remember in college, there's this one fraternity that would always have these huge parties that everyone wanted to go to. And I went. And it was like hot, like physically hot, and it was like loud, and it was just weird. I didn't like it. And it felt like, it's like that, where if someone was like, you're not allowed in this party anymore, I'd be like, great, awesome. That's how I feel about certain cities with certain comedy communities, where they're like, we won't let you perform on this stage, man. I'm like, perfect. That's a win-win. Bryce, you aren't doing anything wrong. The minds of this country are being deluded. We all know it. It's bullshit. Their end game is tyranny because they won't accept thoughts that are not like their own. 100%. And it's a fact. And it's going to fuck everybody unless people like us just keep fighting at it. If you comply, this will happen everywhere. Not necessarily true. I think sometimes this shit is a wake-up call where it's like, okay, your artists are banning artists. Watch it. Watch it happen. And when people can experience loss, that happened on Rogan's show. Whereas like when I didn't get to talk because Kurt kept yelling, a lot more people were like, man, I really want to hear what you have to say now. Because when you get to feel a sliver of loss and you're like, even people that were angry at me, there's people that wrote to me where they were like, man, I thought you were a dick on Twitter. And now I think I understand you. And I felt like you were getting a little railroaded. I'm like, yeah, you got to trust in people's intelligence. That like, if you let something just... happen, if you let the story unfold, it's very similar to dating. Like if you're out with a girl that you like, and it's like, don't just keep thinking like how to get her home, or like, does she like me, what can I say to make her like me, or like, how do I push this? Just let it happen. Just like let the story unfold, and that's the way to make things really beautiful in life, I think. What's the minimum seats? I think minimum would be 100. No, we need more than 100. Maybe 150 is minimum. Doesn't sound safe. F them. You have a family. Yeah, I'd be fine. There'd be no risk to me. I think there's no safety issues whatsoever with any protesters. I think that the safety issue would be one of my friends going to prison for manslaughter. I'm dead serious. Like my boy Cap, when he... me and my brother were hosting this event at Whiteface Mountain, this Oktoberfest shit, where we're dressed as lederhosen and having fun. And one night, this guy held a knife to our throat because this other dude dumped a beer on his wife and they thought it was us. And so the next night, Cap came with us. And me and my brother genuinely were like worried. We were like, we really hope no one fucks with us because we don't want Cap to be to kill them. Because Cap was like, he was a sniper in the Marines, you know, and he got honorably discharged for, or I don't know if it was honorably, but he was one of the guys that was pissing on one of the dead Taliban. But so he just beat heroin and he's up here hanging and he has that look in his eye where he can see everything. And you could tell he wanted someone to do something and he wanted to kill somebody, like for real. And he regretted a lot of what he did, and then he would feel pride in what he did. He was on that like back and forth seesaw shit. And so me and my brother legitimately were like, maybe we shouldn't have brought Cap. Because if someone held a knife to our throat that night, like it would have just been two in the fucking skull. And that would just sent... Well, Cap's dead now, so maybe he would have survived in prison. But, I mean, a lot of my friends are like Cap, guys. And it's like, I got to watch out for those dudes. Because a lot of these people are playing live-action roleplay. Hey, don't chew the basket. Like that lady in the woods. I'm a giant man in the middle of the woods. Thank God I'm kind and was raised properly. But if you go up to a strange man in the woods and say, don't walk on this part of the trail, and you have your boombox blasting and you're just an asshole, it's like, if I'm the wrong dude, that person's dead. Like, it's like you're in the middle of the woods. It's like, hey, I know you, don't stay. It's like, what the fuck are these people thinking? Like, they're playing with fire. And that's why I did that tweet. Like, somebody literally, like, tweeted the FBI, like, oh, he's making threats. All I said was, Democrats have to not push to get rid of the rule of law because they don't have the guns and they don't know how to hit, like, center mass. And that's not a threat. That's just a fact. Like, be careful what you fucking wish for, guys. One of the main reasons I want to keep the Second Amendment and I want to keep so many things that we have right now in America is not because I'm scared of the liberals. I love a lot of these people. And they'd fucking die. It's like... they think that MSNBC cares about them. All right, let me read these. I'm going to play a little music. Hey, George, you don't eat my basket. Hey, George, don't eat the basket. Thank you. Big Bear, I think you should do Pitt. Don't back down. That's the only one I know. That's what helps me fight every day. I know, but you get it. I hope you understand. I hope I've explained myself better since then. You give me a venue where you know the owner or you know the location and it's not one of these like my wife, every time she goes to some of these play dates with these moms, she feels the eyes on her. She knows the judgment. She knows she's called a racist, ironically, one of the only fucking, this whole town's white. The whole fucking place is white. My wife's half Mexican and she's the one called a racist by these white bitches. But she'll still go and take that. See, that's what I want to avoid in Pittsburgh, to go into one of their theaters and just have like all these people, because I'm going to kill. And they're going to feel humiliated and some drunk soy boy is going to throw a punch and then they may die. And that's not a win for the good guys, man. All right, buddy, I'll open the door for you. You get me a venue that's run by market forces. That's all I even need. It doesn't even have to be a political person. Just run by market forces, and I will do it, for sure. I won't back down. Of course not. Remy, truth and justice usually doesn't win. We Americans are raised on Disney and World War II, but good people usually lose. We had to kill the Brits, had to slaughter in the Crusades. Has a peaceful culture ever won? Yeah, us. I know what you're saying. But, like, force wins short term, but long term it doesn't win. Like, think about all the people that have used force over the years. The Assyrian Empire. I mean, come on. They got skinned alive. I know what you mean, though. And America's also done some fucked up shit, too. It's not like there's no blood on our hands. But good always wins in your life. If you think macro, there are no good governments. None. There is no good government. I'm going to close the door. Sorry. Good always wins in the interpersonal. Because the bad dudes, it doesn't last. It's short-term victories, and they're left broken. I was hoping to see you in Vancouver, me and my dad. I know, I'm bummed too, bud. I get it. If you cave in Pitt, won't they do it everywhere? Oh, I read that one. Come to Montreal, you can play in my backyard. That's sick. That's a good idea, man. I'll do that. Bro, this is the exciting thing, and this is what Amy was getting me pumped about. It's exciting to almost have a revival of, like, cities that don't get as much love and other types of venues that we can use. There's so much cool shit we can do. That's why it's like I'm not depressed about it. Please make Pitt's show on Sunday. Sorry, I wish I could help, but Pitt is all medicine. And the only people I know are doctors. Hashtag Jews. It's hilarious. If you tolerate this, then your children will be next. Cassidy, this is a kid. Come on, Cassidy. My entire fucking life is fighting for my kid's future at this point. To the point where my wife is literally like, take care of yourself. I don't want you to die. Just, you don't have to remind me that, bud. Owen, I'm from an hour east of Pittsburgh, Altoona, Johnstown. Would you come here? I would, but I'd rather do it in Pittsburgh. I'd rather do it, but I want to do it in a venue that isn't soy-based. Yeah, hotel ball. Oh, I got a bunch of super chats I got to read. I just realized I just... sweet. What do we got here? Yeah, hotel ballroom would work. We can do it anywhere, man. I think I was a little too cocky this time where I was like, oh yeah, this always happens. We'll get a better venue. And maybe that's what it was. I don't think people realize how hard it is to get venues. B. Osterman, don't come out to UK. It's not worth the risk. You have a family to look after. Just look at Count Dankula. We love you, Papa Bear. Stay strong. And I just did an England tour. I literally shot my last special in Manchester. It's fascinating. It's crazy. Some Belfast guy today on Instagram was like, I love watching you open for the Jokers, but you're dead wrong about gun ownership. I'm like, enjoy England, Belfast. Northern Ireland. You're controlled by the British Empire. Enjoy that shit. Fuck them. It's time for an Unbearables Fight Club. I'm trying to stay away from that. How you get over the fear of leftists shaming you? How did I get over the fear of leftists shaming you? It's when they went for the kids. When I saw people of repute, people that people knew, like famous people, say that a five-year-old boy could take hormones and become a girl because they were transgendered. At that point, there was no... It's almost like when you see your hero just kill a guy, you know, just rape a dog. You know, you're just like, what was I thinking? And once I saw that they had no regard for the children at all, and they used them as pawns, then you see it everywhere with this gun shit, with abortion, with all of it. They don't care about kids. They just use them. They use them because it's the same way Obama used being black, where you can never criticize them or else being called racist. And once that happened, I was like, don't get me wrong, it still hurts. What hurts is when artists come at me. Like, I don't care if it's like normal leftists, like idiots. But when comedians turn, I feel a real sense of betrayal. Like, that hurts, man. That fucking hurts. Been living in Pitt for 5 years. The local comedy is such garbage. Soy boys joking about how awesome Bernie and Hillary are. Black comedians who see everything as racism and oppression. Yeah, that's why I don't even want to go. Because it's like, I do know that those are the cities that need comedy the most. But it's like, stand up for yourselves, man. Like, get up there and fucking do better jokes. But I'll be there April 28th if someone gets me a venue. I'll show you what comedy looks like. And come out. Fucking come out. And I'll have security. So don't even think you're going to come in and shout me down. Or, you know what? Try and shout me down. Fucking, I'll give you tomatoes. That used to be my job. I used to be a heckler at a Renaissance fair with tomatoes. Good start to a joke. The snow's melting. How are your skis right now? You look ridiculous. Picturing her standing in dirt with skis. Yeah, dude, it's not even good ski weather. You guys know I love cross-country skiing. That's why her criticism was so moronic. I'm like, I'm not walking in the tracks of the skis. And she was like, I know who you are. You're JBP, they're Kathy Newman. She's soared. Yeah, she's soared, but I don't want it to appear that someone can keep me from a city. That's what I want to avoid. But I also don't want war, like straight up violence. I don't want that either. Because the leftists are pussies. It's really gross. Like the Antifa guys, those are like straight up like Soros fucking stormtroopers. They're not even like real people. You see when the ones that actually do shit. You see that when Not Gay Jared tried to infiltrate them, they're fucking pathetic human beings. Like, they're not real threats. But that's the problem. It's almost like... it's like when Rogan posts all those videos of people who think they do martial arts. And they just... imagine Joe Rogan fighting one of those guys. Like, they just die. It would just be death. These events show how much we need the Unbearable Media Network. Much love, Bears. Yeah, we do. This is what we need. I got a guy making an app for the Unbearables. This is what we need. We need to develop a network of venues that will have comedy like me. We need to develop trusted venues. We need to develop a way to get in touch with each other. We need to develop a forum where we can hire each other. I have bears that I've thrown cash to over the months to help them get out of tough spots. And dude, I'm telling you, they'll email me like, man, let me work for you. I want to work that off. Because they have pride, man. This is not a fucking freeloader group. And I wish I had work for them. But I don't live there and I don't really know what to give them. So like, I want more of that shit where it's like, if you have work, there's guys that want to work. And we need those forums for each other. I tweeted that we should ban booze in cars because they cause more death than guns. And someone tried to tell me that I was wrong because guns are useless. People who want to ban Second Amendment don't know how government works. Unfortunately, they do. They're pathetic children that never grew up. And they want someone to protect them. They're fucking awful. Is Kirkland sold out? I was going to see you in Vancouver. No, there's still, you can still come to Kirkland. Kirkland's a big venue. And now that Vancouver's not happening, we may add Portland, Oregon, and Eastern Washington. I wanted to add Idaho, too, but it's a little far for that little trip. But as long as I have time now, I can do more shit in the Northwest. So if you guys want to email me venues in the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, anywhere from Oregon, Washington, I'm in for that little weekend. Because Kirkland's on like a Tuesday or some shit. Love you, man. Hope Pittsburgh works out. The normal people deserve a good time. Hearing your stuff on socialism always ends starvation, genocide. Thanks, bud. It's time to give in to the park twat. I don't know who that is. We got your back on. We have great instincts. Work it through. Utilize the bears and make a decision. Where we go one, we go all. I love it, bud. That's why I'm trying to do the right call. I think the best option at this point is to get a very a good venue run by good people that get it. Kind of like my Buffalo venue is awesome. Shout out to Alley Theater. Alley something Theater. That guy's awesome. Old school artist. He's like, I'll be goddamned if someone takes my freedom of speech. Like one of those guys. Chicago, great venue. Yeah, New York came through. It's like, if we get a place, that then we're fine. There's nothing they can do. Nothing. It's just it goes away. But it's crazy how influencing they are. It was the hardest. Let me tell you another story about fucking Pittsburgh. So I had an offer to do the Rex Theater. Standing offer. And then when my agent dropped me because of the trans kid thing, offer went away. And then the Rex Theater wouldn't take our calls. Just know, like when people talk conspiracies and shit, it's fucking real, man. Like people can get you blackballed from from all venues in a city. If it's like a super Democrat run fucking soy fest. That's why, but those are the important ones. That's why I have videos online of me doing Burlington, Vermont, Portland, Oregon. There's a reason that I picked those cities to show people. Because it's like, look at the crowds. They love it. That's Portland motherfucking, that's ground zero for soy. Same with Burlington, ground motherfucking zero. That's not Texas. Texas is no problem. I want to show people in the heart of it. Like, look at them laugh. Because it's good comedy. Thank God someone with talent has the integrity to spit truth. You're a credible man. Oh, thanks, bud. Breathe, Big Bear. Play some piano. North Dakota's waiting. Some farmers may grow soy, but very few soy boys around. I should play some piano, but I want to make sure I read these. 29-year-old British soldier with hopes of moving to the U.S. I feel disheartened by the way my country is heading. America is the last great hope for freedom. Thank you for fighting it. Yeah, so is Poland and Finland. Finland still has some good shit going on. So is Poland. Chile. And yeah, that's about it. That's about what's left. Japan. But they're just giggling and whacking off to cartoons at this point. Need comedy compounds in cities like a real cult. Hilarious, man. This literally could become a cult. I know this sounds a little vain, but can I come on your stream sometime? I'm 17 and would love to discuss the future that I want versus the future most people my age want versus what it's going to be. That doesn't sound vain at all. That sounds confident and I like it. Yes, we just have to fucking plan it. Ian, love you, Big Bear. That, you too, bud. Oh, and I'm still there, but why the venue change in Minnesota? Also, have you listened to Sabaton yet? Haven't listened to Sabaton yet. The Minnesota venue had a problem with me, so we got a new venue. That's fine. That's safe. We'll be good there. I agree completely. If you can find a good venue, go for it. If not, fuck them, don't go. Exactly, Trucker Bear. And I'll just take the loss. If they don't want to give me the deposit, over time, I'll make sure that they lose that much in business. But it'll be my way of doing it. It'll be nice and fucking, I'll make sure I get the flesh back, but I'll just let it burn. Glad to see you took my advice and watched If I Were the Devil. Oh, it was great. Oh, and I'm a music ed tech major. If you need some new song ideas or sound production, I'd love to help. Also, is there a chance I could be Maestro Bear? Welcome, Maestro Bear. And I love, I've been getting way into music again. That woman in the woods sounds like the kind of person who would say the N-word in anger. I think she's the type of a woman that would like beat like innocent kids and think that she's special because she says the N-word. She's the type who would have owned slaves back in the day and probably would have like abused them, like fucked with them, poked them and shit. You know, made them do humiliating things. That's that type of person. Wait to go back to Canada until after the election of the Prime Minister, Jordan Bear Peterson. Oh, yeah. Dude, as soon as Peterson gets elected, I will fucking... That would be so funny if I then just hit up all these celebrities and say, it's time for you to move to Canada. I would do a massive tour if Jordan the Bear gets elected. How's the Bear Resource Directory coming? Did anyone start that yet? It would help us create more content for you, Big Bear. Working on it. Yeah, Delev has a whole thing going with unbearablescomedy at Gmail or unbearable comedy. If unbearable can shrink 2,000, drink 2,000, no rental fee, and light you. If unbearable can drink 2,000, no rental fee, and light you, then I have a great venue. But that's in Ohio. Need from you potential dates Monday through Thursday. I'll do it. And I promise you we can drink 2,000. But I'd love to set that up with you. But right now I'm just focused on Pittsburgh. But I would love to set that up for you. And then tomorrow I drive down to Pennsylvania to do Erie, Pennsylvania. I'm doing the comedy club there. Can fans rent places in their name without saying who is playing the stage? I need it open. I don't want to be sneaky. I need it to be like the venue is cool. They're down. They get that the soy has no power. Because I don't want it to be hostile. I don't want to trick a venue at all. Idea for a Bear cover. Soy boy and says star boy. I'm mother soy boy. That's funny. Look for a call from Ralph, North Carolina. He knows a lot of venues all over the place. He has personal relationships with them and could be a fantastic ally. CC'd the correspondents to Why Don't They Laugh. Godspeed, Big Bear. Oh, thank you. Thank you, B-West. I'll definitely just tell him to text me so I can call him. Because ever since I've been doxxed a few times now, so my phone is almost useless. It's like, I don't answer numbers. I don't know who the fuck they are anymore. You know? So just have him text me first, and then I'll call him. Face is looking particularly thin today. Why, thank you, Sean. Come to Calgary during Stampede. I'll fight for you. Calgary may be in Canada, but at least it's not soyed out. Yeah, I think Vince Vaughn's wife's from Calgary, and her brother's in the oil business. Yeah, Calgary's awesome. I have 40 acres near Tahoe. Let's think long term and do an outdoor bear rendezvous. I have a natural amphitheater. Oh, dude, natural amphitheaters would be sick. Caught all streams today. Oh, yeah, because I'm not doing a stream tomorrow. That's why I double streamed. Welcome, Beige Bear. My 6'7" roommate walked in after the stream started, had never seen you before, then called you a spirit animal, bought him a ticket to Kirkland. You're the best. This is the new punk rock. It is kind of, hilariously. Oh, and did you read about the South Park guys come out as Republican to a room full of Hollywood elites? They've always been Republicans. They've always been libertarians. They've always been on the right. That's why they're so fucking funny. And they played the game a lot different than me. They just hit it. They put it right in everyone's faces without saying it. And that's why they're funny. Because the left isn't funny. And now they're just like, I think they're billionaires. And they're just like, fuck you guys. Dylan, I'm managing a bar in Berkeley, a mecca of soy. Listening to you connect so hard with the BS I have to deal with in the Bay Area. Newish to the community, can I be Boozy Bear? Yeah, of course. Fuck, I think there is a Boozy Bear. There's a Boozy Bear. You got to come up with another one, Dylan. But you're verified. You just have to get a different one. There's a Boozy Bear. Dude, Berkeley. Berkeley's effed. I've seen this in regular chats, and it's a great idea. Spots. Vets may come, and there's at least one in every city. Oh, VFWs. That's a good idea, dude. All right, let me play. That's the first rejection I've seen. What are you talking about, Westside Bear? What do you guys want to hear? I'm just going to play a little. I'm just going to jam a little, and then I'm going to get out of here. What was Westside talking about? I love that we have 1,000 people still. Oh, that was the first rejection bear? Yeah, they're starting to become like a few thousand bears, man. And it's like, I've seen Boozy Bear enough to know. I think I've messed up on a few bears, but I can remember a lot of bear names. You own an empty warehouse in Providence. Let's do it. Dude, Mexican stand-up, that sounds awesome. See, that I love that shit. Dude, I got a sick lighting guy. I own my own amps now. Because I did a venue in Cleveland recently that didn't have a sound system. So I got an amp. All right, let's do some music. Just write any song. Bad news, I see it, baby. What are you saying? Country roads, take me home to a place I belong. How about this one? So let's do some funny shit. Soy paved roads, take me home to a place I belong. Away from Pittsburgh and their bullshit. Soy paved roads, take me home. To a safe space. City roads, take me back to my safe space where I can attack talented people like Owen and call him racist. City roads, I'm a homo. Pittsburgh, more like Pittsburgh, more like shitburg. More like fucking Dumberg. Owen's face looks thin today because he shaved that patch. Oh, that's a good point, Jude. How about I'll do a name for you? I'll do a sign for you. Hey, Jude. Thanks for pointing that out. I did have facial hair that made me homeless looking. The minute I shaved off my homeless hair, I started to stare. I sent you Bayonet Bob a link. VFW north of D-Town Pit. It holds 300. Call between 9 and 12. Ask for Sherry. Yeah, but okay. But okay. Just let me. I need people that definitely know it. So it's not like Big Bear loving the streams. Music to my ears, literally and figuratively. No Cal isn't as soy as the rest of the state. Yeah, welcome, Agri Bear. All right, let me just do one more song and then I'm out. How about let's do a introducing the new soybean. Soybean 2.0 will shrink your cock and balls in under 2.5 seconds. All that soy you know, with even more estrogen and less nutrition, for the man that always takes no for an answer. Soy 2.0, for the type of man that doesn't care if his family dies, as long as he has a shiny new car, because someone told him that it made him cool looking. Soy 2.0, because the soybeans don't make your dick fall off fast enough. We need to up it up. Brought to you by Monsanto, the leader in making women or men have bitch tits. Are you a man and you're sick of getting respect? Well, we have just the product for you. Introducing the soybean. You're the type of man that wants the world to say, hey, look, I could take that guy in a fight. And I bet he smells weird. The soybean. The soybean is for the man that looks at a woman and says, I wish I could breastfeed little babies with my tits. The soybean. If you're a burden to society and you're a man, eat the soybean. Because then at least you'll look like a woman. Soybean is for the man who drives a Prius and has no cock. All right, hit the like button, share this shit. Comment about any pit venues. Thanks for listening. And I won't be doing a stream tomorrow because I will be driving to Erie. And there's still tickets available for Kirkland. I apologize about all this bullshit around my venues. You can get my new special, How Dare Me, at hugepianist.com. And my brother's opening act is now for sale for $5. If you want to become a Patreon, patreon.com/WDTL. You can get conversations with my mom that I only put on Patreon. Like, I just uploaded one yesterday. Good times, and I respect and I appreciate everybody that helps out, because we are facing some serious soy wars. The soy wars. There's the opium wars, and now there's the soy wars. All right, much love, everybody. Peace. Be good to each other and spend some time with your family.